This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm Ekta Batra here to tell you all the cues and news you need to watch out for this Friday. Well, just a quick recap in terms of what took place yesterday. The markets did stage a recovery. We had the Sensex and the Nifty, which gained around 1.5%, which was the biggest single day gain that we've seen in the past 3 months. Mid caps also gained for the third consecutive session. In terms of cues to watch out for, we have the US markets, which surged around 200 points as the US-Iran tensions eased. Plus, we had Apple, which really led gains. We have Brent crude, which has eased back to around $65 per barrel, which is very close to its pre-Iran-US conflict levels. We have Asia, which is also in the green this morning, with a lot of the suppliers to Apple reacting positively. And the SGX, which is currently indicating that maybe it could be a little bit of a consolidatory start, considering the strong run-up that we saw in our markets yesterday. In terms of other cues to watch out for, back home, it will be earnings season, Q3 FY20 earnings season, which kicks off with Infosys post-markets today. We also have IIP for the month of November, which is estimated to come in at around 0.93% versus a decline of around 3.8% on a month-on-month basis. Also, do watch out for news running up to the budget. For example, the Prime Minister did have a meeting with Niti Aayog members yesterday, so any sort of details with regards to what we could expect on Feb 1st would be important cues for the market. However, one of the key cues to watch out for would be flows. So, for example, we had the FIIs that net sold around 431 odd crores in yesterday's trading session, and in fact have been net sellers for the past 4 consecutive sessions, and since Jan 1st we've only had 2 buy figures come in from the FIIs. But yesterday the DIIs net bought around 419 odd crores, and they've been buying consecutively for the past 3 consecutive sessions. In fact, from the 1st of Jan the DIIs have only sold twice in the market. In terms of levels to watch out for the 20-day moving average, which stands at around 12,148. Well, we have a lot of stocks in focus today. So besides the Q3 FY20 numbers from Infosys, CNBC TV 18 exclusive picks up that the Infosys audit committee may have completed investigation into the whistleblower accusations. Yes Bank, there is a board meet today. Goa Carbon operations have resumed at the company's unit in Bilaspur, Chhattisgarh. Sterlite Tech, Arm is going to buy around 12% stake in an Israeli-based company. Imami Paper Mills and GTPL Hathway will be reacting to numbers. Delta Corp, a subsidiary in Nepal, has been issued a license for operating a casino in Nepal. GMR Infra, their arm, has formed a JV with a Hong Kong-based company for a logistics park. Adani Enterprises and Adani Ports on the back of a promoter pledge created, and not a stock listed, but do watch out for developments with regards to Air India. The aviation minister spoke to CNBC TV 18 and said the Air India EOI and share purchase agreement to be out in a week or so. Well, those are a couple of stocks as well as cues that you need to watch out for in trade today. Overall, expect a lot of focus on the Infosys stock as well as the Infosys numbers which come out post-markets. That's all that we have for today's morning podcast. Thanks very much for tuning in. This podcast is brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. Have a great trading session.